Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the girl CEO show, run it up. Always on the grind, you already know what's up. Everything from dating to life and the business, covering it all like a boss, come and get this. It's the girl CEO show, yeah.
Alright y'all, I gotta give everybody a second to get in here. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to everyone that is tuning in this morning. I'm so excited to see you all here. Happy 2024. Hopefully, prayerfully, you are starting your year off understanding that you are in alignment and you are exactly where you are supposed to be. Hopefully, you are starting your year off doing all the things that your heart desires. Hopefully you are starting your year off remembering who the fuck you are. Hopefully you are starting your year off with good energy, bigger goals, no longer shrinking yourself, doing all the things that you are called to do. Hopefully that's how you're starting your year, okay? Before I get started, just go ahead and share this with someone. You can just mention your friend in the chat. If you are going to listen to this on the podcast, this is going to be one of the ones I put on my podcast because it is coming from my heart this morning. And it was so inside of me. I had to pull over and I said, I have to go live and I have to talk about this because it is on my spirit. And I'm just not one of those people who just speak to speak. I really wait until something gets in my spirit. And when I have to get it out, like I literally have to get it out. So just tag one of your friends, share this with one of your friends really quick before we get started. But I need to get this out, okay? I want you all to know and understand one thing that happens when you are about to be pushed into your destiny, okay? You are going to face a whole lot of stuff. All right. I mean, things are going to start happening. They're going to frustrate you. You're going to have some tests come your way. You are going to be backed into corners. Things are going to start happening that are going to blow your mind. Let me tell you guys something. Years ago, I was about to go into that next level, right? We know and we understand that there are always levels into our lives, right? And there are certain levels that you're going to have to reach. And in order for you to reach them levels, you're going to have to get out of that comfort level, right? See, many of you all right now are in your life and you're in a place where you are comfortable and you're trying to figure out why things aren't taking off for you. Because comfort and the coin does not speak to each other. It just doesn't resonate. So what starts to happen is you start to stay in your comfort zone. You do the things that you're comfortable with. And the longer you stay in the comfort zone and the more, you know, interest and time that you put into the thing that you're comfortable with, the more tests and the more trials are going to start to come your way. Why? Because God is going to start pushing you. He's going to start pushing you into your purpose, pushing you into your destiny. And what's going to happen, you're going to look back and you're going to say, well, this is always something that I've been really, really good at. This is always something that I've been able to win in. This is always something that I've been able to make income in. What's going on? Well, what happens is you've outgrown that area in your life. And when you outgrow that area in your life, what starts to happen? Well, let's talk about it. Income can start to decrease. Y'all like, why in the heck would the income start to decrease if this is an area that I'm good in, right? What else starts to happen? Confrontation starts to happen. You're uncomfortable. You may have issues with certain people, right? What else may start to happen? You may lose your passion from what you're doing to the point that you don't even want to do it anymore. But the only reason why you're doing it is because you are content and you are comfortable in that area and it's all you know how to do. But what will start to happen is you will be required to step outside of that comfort zone. And the tests start to happen, because if the tests don't happen, then you are never going to go to that next level. That next level is going to increase your income. It's going to push you into your purpose. It's going to give you the happiness. It's going to give you the peace of mind. Listen to me. Every single thing that you are experiencing right now, it is happening so that you can go and do that different thing. For some, it may be business, but for many, it could also be personal. Every single time you are required to elevate, you are going to experience major confusion. You're going to have people trying to, you know, say this and say that about your business. You may have people trying to discourage you, people hating on what you got going on. This is what comes with elevation. So while you are sitting there trying to figure out, why is this happening to me? You know, God, where are you? Why aren't you showing up in my life? You know, where are you in this season? What's going on? I've always been good at this and it's not happening anymore. My business used to be successful, but it's not successful anymore. Let me just tell you what's happening. Elevation is happening. Elevation is different. Elevation requires you to struggle. And I know y'all don't want to struggle, but you're going to struggle with some people. You're going to struggle with some business relationships. You're going to struggle with yourself. You all have been hearing me talk about this for a few days. And I want to stress this. This term and this phrase has been like living in my head lately. Okay. And I started to put it on my post. I put it on my reels, but I said, relaunch your life. Relaunch your life. Relaunch your life. Come on, the Washington case and buying badges. I forgot that we can even do that on here. Shout out to all the badge babes. Listen to me. I've been talking about relaunching your life. Some of you all think it's about business. Some of you all think it's about friendship. Whatever it is, relaunch your life in this season. You may need to learn that new skill because God knows that you are no longer passionate about what you were initially doing. It is time to pivot. Don't be afraid to pivot and relaunch your life. It's been ringing in the back of my mind. You all have been seeing it on my videos. You all have been seeing it on my photos. And I have just been saying, I'm relaunching my life. I'm relaunching my life. I'm relaunching my life. Okay? Don't be afraid to relaunch your life. Every single thing that you're going to go through in this season, you can allow it to do two things. You can allow it to discourage you, or you can allow it to motivate the hell out of you. If you want to hit that next level, if you want to break that glass ceiling, you got to let it motivate you. You have to allow it to reignite the fire that is within you. If you get discouraged, you're not going to hit that next level. Things happen so you can feel that fire under your feet and you can feel like, I'm ready to do this. So all of the stuff that you're going through right now, instead of allowing it to discourage you, the people, the chatter, the money getting funny, what do you say to yourself? You say, this is confirmation. This is confirmation for me. It's confirmation that I need to do something different. It's confirmation that I need to focus on this new thing. How many of you all have a new thing in this season? If you have a new thing in this season, God sent that new thing to you for this very reason. If you've been thinking about a pivot, this live is for you. If you've been thinking about going a different direction, this live is for you. If you've been thinking about making a better decision, This live is your confirmation. I don't care what the decision is. It could be a relationship. It could be a new business venture. You've been afraid to do it because guess what? People know you for something else. To hell with those people. Do it. This is your confirmation. You've been looking for the sign. Baby, this is the sign. Every single thing that has been festering in your mind has been festering in your mind for a reason. You looking for a red flag, baby. Here's a brown flag for you. Make the decision. Pivot. We always say new year, new me, blah, blah, blah. So past that. Relaunch your life. Come back, rebrand, come back as a total different person. Whatever you need to do, I don't care who you used to be. I don't care who they know you for. When you are growing, you are going to go through some stuff. And let me just let y'all know this. People are not going to be able to handle who you are going to become. Relaunch your life. People are so used to so many of you all playing small. And it's really your fault. Because many of you all approach business and you approach life as this person. I'm coming in. I'm not here to bother anybody. I'm coming in. I don't plan to shake the table. I'm coming in. I need help. I'm open to your ideas. Oh, you know you're here. I'm there. I'm trying to get like you. And I'm going to tell you that is probably the worst way you can come into anything. I know y'all not really understanding what I'm saying right here, but let me just break it down. If you come in needy, some people have been, you know, you read these books, these law, you know, the law of power and all this stuff. And it says, you know, you trick your enemy and you appear to be weak and all that stuff, all these mind games. Let me just say this. We are not playing games and shrinking ourselves and appearing to be weak to mentally manipulate people and get accepted at tables because we are afraid to show our strength. I'm showing up as who I am. I am confident.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am strong. I'm going to do everything that I set my mind to. And I'm not playing no game to get accepted by anybody. And I want to tell you all, stop that. Because the longer you play the game and you sit there and you appear to be weak because you don't want to offend thy master or whatever they tell y'all in them books. When the light bulb goes off and God shows you who you truly are, you're going to have such a hard time showing up as your authentic selves. And those people are not going to be able to handle your greatness. Those are going to be the same people that you're going to end up going back and forth with. The same people that's going to end up hating on your business, hating on your success. Don't be afraid to raise your vibration on these people. You don't have to tiptoe in the door, baby. I'm not tiptoeing in no doors. I'm walking in the door as who God told me I was. Not who I am, but who God told me I was. Who I know that I'm called to be. So don't tiptoe around these folks. Because the minute you start living your life, the minute you start showing up as that girl or that guy, these people are going to have a problem because they're used to you being this meek, quiet, laid back, I need help kind of person. No, you that motherfucker. Show up as that motherfucker. I'm sorry. I gotta say it. Show up as that person always. Because then you're gonna have to go clean it up. You're gonna go and have to apologize and say, hey, that's not who I am. I'm not reintroducing myself to these people. Show up as who you are. I'm telling you all, this is the season to relaunch your life. This is the season to show up confidently. This is the season for you to be unapologetically unashamed about who you have the vision to become. This is the season for you to stand in your calling, for you to stand in your purpose, for you to know and understand that you have an anointing on your life. Stop reading those books that teach you how to play mind games with people. When I look at the stuff that people say after they read these books about not offending, you know, their master or a person that's higher up than them, I'm like, this is complete BS. Because that's going to be the person that they allow you in because you're weak. See, a lot of you guys, you've been accepted into circles because people think you weak. People think you need their help. People think you aren't as knowledgeable as you are. And that worked for your level one. But it's not going to work for your level two. Because your level two is going to require you to lead, right? Your level two is going to require you to go to I am the leader level. And what's going to happen is you're going to collide with these people. That's what's going to happen. So you started off very meek, very laid back, okay? But y'all didn't read these books that told y'all to not question this person, to always compliment people, to always say nice things, to always serve people and give them ideas and give them your ideas and your strengths and never mention that, you know, you gave it to them and allowed them to take the shine. That is some complete BS. BS. You know what that teaches you how to do? It teaches you how to manipulate people. And if you start your business off through manipulation tactics and you start your business off as a character, not being authentic to yourself and who you are never going to go far. You may go fast, but you won't go far. See, it's easy. I watch people specialize in these games, complimenting, posting, you know, rubbing shoulders with people, overly complimenting, overly flattering, love bombing. Y'all think love bombing only happens in relationships? No, it happens in these friendships. These women who are trying to rub shoulders with you, get close to you real fast. You haven't known them for 2 to 3 to 4 years and they're your BFF. This happens everywhere. It's called love bombing in business, being overly nice. This is what people do when they have goals, when they have intentions. All right. So I want to stress this, you guys. You don't have to play mind games with people to get ahead. Show up as who you are, but be prepared for the challenges that are going to come your way when you start to walk in your destiny. When you step out as who you are called to be and who you are supposed to be, everything's going to start shaking up, baby. The challenges are going to stop coming, going to start coming your way. The business relationships are going to get a little rocky. The personal relationships are going to get a little rocky. The friendships are going to get a little rocky. The tests are going to start coming your way. People are going to start throwing a little shade in your business. Every single thing that you think is going to happen is going to happen. But will you persevere? Will you push through? Will you continue to walk in your destiny? Some of you all are going to have to step it up a notch. If you're working for a company, you're working for yourself, you're going to have to step it up in this season. This is going to be the season where maybe you were valuable, but this is going to be the season where you have to become a little more valuable in your business, more valuable in your relationships, more valuable in your skill sets. This is going to be the season where you have to believe and say, not only do I believe in this, but I'm going to make sure that my actions align with my belief system because it's time for me to elevate. Some of you all are going to have to decide if you want to stay in this level of mediocrity. So I wanted to come on here because this was in my spirit. Some of you all are being tested in this season. You're good at something, but you haven't realized that you are great at something. And you are bowing down and tiptoeing to spare other people. People that you are smarter than. People who are not as talented as you are. And I'm calling y'all out this morning. Do not keep shrinking. Do not keep shrinking. Let me just tell you all one thing, and then I'm jumping off of here. This year, I am claiming that my organization, I have two companies, Girl CEO. We are on the path. We are going to have one of the biggest communities ever. Not for show, because God knows that my heart for women is so pure. And I have dedicated literally a decade of my life serving women on and offline, helping and pouring and bringing women together. This is going to be the year of prosperity for Girl CEO. We are going to have corporate partners who are going to invest in this organization and is going to sponsor members to be able to come in here, to be able to learn, to be a part of what we have going on. I'm claiming this for my company. All right. We will also have one of the biggest women conferences in history. And I'm claiming that every single one of you all will be a part of this movement. This is not your girl brunch, lunch, whatever. This is a movement. This is impact. All right. I am telling you that we are going to shift the culture through Girl CEO. What is God going to do for you in this season? You better speak it and talk it as if you believe it. I am claiming that every single one of you women that are on here, that are amening, that are yesing, that are okay girling, that you are understanding that, okay, I need to be a part of this organization because it's hard here. That you're joining not for the look, not for the outer, but for the heart for people. You know, the heart is different. And I remember I was at church recently, and my cousin was getting like placed like in the church, like as a pastor. It's like this, you know, they do this thing where you come in as a pastor. And he said, fashion won't do where wisdom is required, right? And when he said that, I was like, damn, that was like heavy. And when he said that, he's like, the look of things, the fashion, the outfit, the look, it won't work. And it won't move the people who want wisdom, who want knowledge, who want heart, who want care, his installment. Yes, he was doing his installment. And when I heard that, I was like, woo, that was a word. It's like, you can't fill people up with one thing when something else is required. So this year, you all, I'm just telling you, I am telling you that in order for you to elevate, you have to walk in the call that's on your life. You have to claim it. I hope that you all are inspired through me. Because I love y'all and I want y'all to win. And I came on here to tell you all that you don't have to play small anymore. You can walk in your calling. You can walk in your purpose. Don't shrink for anybody. And because y'all going through some tests right now, you feel like your life is falling apart. Your life is not falling apart, baby. Your life is coming together. It has to fall apart to come together. All right. So I love y'all. This is going to be the best year of my life. God is already moving and I'm praying that it is the best year for you as well. And I will see y'all soon. Get ready. Get ready, y'all. Get ready. I want y'all to start walking in your calling. Showing up is who you are called to be, not who you are right now. I love y'all. Have a great day. I'm going to save this. I'm going to put this on my podcast. I want y'all to receive this. If you are not a part of Girl CEO, y'all join www.girlceoinc.com, the number one community for powerful women. Who are you called to be? Remember, I didn't say show up as who you are. I said, show up as who you are called to be. No more shrinking. Bye, y'all.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.